Someone asked me the following question. They have a Parv air fryer, and inadvertently, they cook dairy food in this Parv air fryer. So they want to know whether they could make it Parv again. So in an air fryer, there's a tray that the food is placed in that's removable. And the question is, can you kosher that tray? So normally speaking, the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeia, Simon Kufchaf Av Sif Dalad explains that if you have a machvas, you have a pan, shebin tagnimba, that you fry food in, le'inyan shari surim tzrichin libun. If you, when it comes to other isurim, if let's say forbidden food is fried in this frying pan, then you require libun. You need to blowtorch the frying pan, which could potentially damage the frying pan. The halacha generally is kibolo kach polto, that the way that the kli absorbs taste, that's the way that the taste is expunged. So if it absorbs the taste via liquid heat, so for example, if you cook non-kosher food in a pot, so then the way that you kosher it is by cooking or boiling hot water through liquid heat, boiling hot water in the same pot. However, when it comes to a frying pan, let's assume it's not deep fried, so the way that you, if there, the way it absorbs a non-kosher taste, that's through dry heat. So you'd have to use dry heat like a blowtorch in order to kosher it. That being said, that's only when it comes to shar isurim. That's only when it absorbs treif food. However, in fact, the Shulchan Aruch there writes, Le'in chametz pepesach dai lo bahagala. Let's say the frying pan absorbed chametz and you want to kosher it for Pesach. So according to the Shulchan Aruch here, it seems to be inconsistent in other places, but at least over here, the Shulchan Aruch takes the view that chametz before Pesach is considered hetera bala. It's considered permitted taste. So even though if a pan, a frying pan, absorbs non-kosher taste through dry heat, you would need to use dry heat to expunge the taste. If it absorbs permitted taste, and similarly, the halacha would be, if, let's say, you had a parv pan and it absorbed dairy or it absorbed meat, so in that case, it absorbs permitted taste, and therefore all you need to do would be hagala. That's in fact, the Shach writes this in Siman Kufchaf Alf Sif Katan Ches explicitly. So basically, what you can do is you take out the tray where the food is placed, you can clean it, and then kasher with hagala on a stove in a pot of water. The rest of the machine does not make contact with the food, but there could be an issue because of dairy zeya. In other words, let's say you fried dairy food in the air fryer, so there could have been a lot of steam that's on in the air fryer, and perhaps like a microwave to some extent. If you warm up food in a microwave, so then the walls of the microwave absorb steam, absorb zeya. So how do you kasher the walls of the air fryer? You kasher with zeya also, with steam. So how do you kasher it? You place hot water in the tray and you heat it for 20 to 30 minutes. So lots of steam goes into the machine. And again, this would be the kashering. This is kibolo kach polto. It absorbs zeya, so it can be kashered with zeya. So again, there are two pieces to the kashering of the parv air fryer that again, because it absorbed, it absorbed kosher dairy food and you want to kasher back to being parv. Number one, you don't need to do libun. You can do hagala with the tray. And number two, you kasher, there's potentially zeya there, and you kasher it through zeya through placing a cup there for a period of time until the whole inside gets steamed up.